The Crimson Petal and the White, Michelle Faber. Watch your step. Keep your wits about you. You will need them. This city I'm bringing you to is vast and intricate, and you have not been here before. You may imagine from other stories you've read that you know it well, but those stories flattered you, welcoming you as a friend, treating you as if you belonged. The truth is that you are an alien from another time and place altogether. When I first caught your eye and you decided to come with me, you were probably thinking you would simply arrive and make yourself at home. Now that you're actually here, the air is bitterly cold, and you find yourself being led along in complete darkness, stumbling on uneven ground, recognizing nothing. Looking left and right, blinking against an icy wind, you realize you have entered an unknown street of unlit houses full of unknown people. And yet you did not choose me blindly. Certain expectations were aroused. Let's not be coy. You were hoping I would satisfy all the desires you're too shy to name, or at least show you a good time. Now you hesitate, still holding on to me but tempted to let me go. When you first picked me up, you didn't fully appreciate the size of me, nor did you expect I would grip you so tightly, so fast. Sleet stings your cheeks, sharp little spits of it so cold they feel hot, like fiery cinders in the wind. Your ears begin to hurt, but you've allowed yourself to be led astray, and it's too late to turn back now.